can that song not lift your mood, especially if you're a member of the Greatest Generation? Do you ever notice how certain songs bring back fond memories and how you are drawn to songs that you enjoyed in your youth or as you were growing up or from some special time in your life? We are going to talk this hour about music and memory and a program that helps patients in nursing homes, especially those with some form of dementia, re-engage with their own personal playlists that they listen to on iPods. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, February 25th. We are very happy to have with us the founder of the Music and Memory Program and a guest from an Eau Claire, Wisconsin nursing home where this program is used. And we would love your questions for them, maybe even your own experiences with music and memory. What song would you want on your iPod to bring back fond memories? What songs have you noticed light up a parent or a loved one who might be experiencing dementia or memory loss? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let me welcome our guests. Dan Cohen is the founder and executive director at Music and Memory, a nonprofit organization that brings donated iPods to nursing homes around the country. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us is Karen Park. She is the activity director at Severson Lutheran Home, where she employs the Music and Memory program. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Karen.
Let's start with you, Dan, just to get an idea of why did you found Music and Memory?
Well, I'm a social worker by training, but I spent actually most of my life in technology companies. And in 2006, I'd hear on the radio a journalist talking about how iPods are ubiquitous. They're everywhere. And of course, all the kids have them. A lot of us adults have them. But in a nursing home, and if I'm ever in a nursing home, would I be able to have my favorite 60s music? And so I Googled iPods and nursing homes, and even though there are 16,000 nursing homes in the U.S., I couldn't find one that was using it, the same iPod that everybody else was using generally. And so I called up my nearest nursing home. I'm on Long Island, and I said, I know music's already your number one recreational activity. You have live music and a lot of music for groups. But I said, could we see if there's any added value if we were to totally personalize the music? So I came in with my laptop and some iPods, and that was an instant hit with the residents.
You know, tell us why it was. How did you know it was an instant hit?
Well, just the way people's mood transformed. So, you know, 90% of someone's time typically in a nursing home on average is spent idle. You know, there's not a lot going on necessarily and for everybody, especially people with limitations. If they can't see, they can't hear, it's more limiting. Their ability to interact or cognitive decline. And so anything we can do that's personally meaningful for people and connecting people with music that they haven't heard for many years they feel much better. They feel if they have Alzheimer's disease, it helps to reawaken them because music that is personally meaningful from someone's youth has Alzheimer's can sort of bypass that failing cognitive system and awaken someone and connect.
Well, I know from personal experience, my mother, who has since passed away, did have a major stroke, and she couldn't speak. She couldn't walk, but she could hum and sort of sing along to some of her favorite songs. There's something about music that does reawaken a part of the brain.
Well, yes, even though many functions, our sight, our vision, are located in a very specific part of the brain, when all of this imaging of the brain, when music is played, the brain is really lighting up in many places. There's a lot of functionality still there when different pieces of the brain have difficulty. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, part of what we're calling on.
And Karen, let's get you in the conversation. One of the reasons we decided to do this program now is that Severson does use the Music and Memory program. And you're indeed, aren't you having a visit from the State Secretary of the Department of Health Services today?
Yes, we are. Secretary Rhodes is visiting us today. She's on a tour to see some of the facilities that are using the Music and Memory program program. And so we are very excited to have her come and see how our program has been working. We've had lots of volunteers that have helped with downloading music, so we have a very full library of over 1,400 songs, and the program is fairly new, so we're just excited to have her come, and we can share what has been working for us and maybe some of the things that haven't been working. But mm-hmm. yeah, it's very exciting to have her visit us.
Well, overall, tell us how the program works at Severson.
Well, how it works is last July, our administrator, Randy Renick, and our administrative intern, Donna Bloom, who is also the assistant who's working with this program with me, they went to a program to hear about the Music and Memory they were at. So they heard about the Music and Memory program, and they came back, and they were so excited about it. And Randy said, we need to apply for this. And so there was actually a way that you could apply to receive a grant to have a fully funded program where 15 residents who have a diagnosis of dementia and also who exhibit some behaviors could receive iPods. And so you receive iPods, you receive the speakers, you receive headsets, and then training and support from the program. So we were very excited to fill out the forms and get permission from family members and just get on board with this program. So you did have to apply. 260 nursing homes applied, and I think 100 were accepted in the program.
Mm-hmm.
So we have had just a wonderful response. We have our 15 people that are on the program. We also have an additional 10 people who enjoy listening to music who aren't on the program, but we do provide with the iPods.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more on the benefits of the program as you are seeing them, Karen. But Dan, this has to be music to your ears that here in Wisconsin recently 100 nursing homes received grants and now have iPods and are employing the Music and Memory program.
Well, it really is music to my ears. I mean, it's 1,500 residents with dementia who are, part of this program. And Wisconsin actually is leading the way in the country with this. They've initiated it, rolled it out successfully, and other states are looking to Wisconsin to replicate that program. So all that is very good because we are looking to make this a standard of care so that the music, one's favorite music, is universally available to anyone who would benefit. And that's really a very simple goal, but we think an achievable one, and I'm delighted that the Wisconsin has really rolled this out.
Coming up, we'll talk more about the results of the Music and Memory program across the country and here in Wisconsin. We'll take your questions and music memories. Plus, we will find out how you can help the Music and Memory program and how you can help Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is our winter membership drive. Listeners provide the single largest source of funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and this drive is your chance to support the programs you enjoy. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Enjoy our pledge this hour. Our goal this hour, rather, is 25 pledges by 7 o'clock, and your pledge right now of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps to get us one step closer to meeting the goal and one step closer to funding the programs you count on, like the Joy Cardine Show and this incredibly inspiring hour on Music and Memory.
In just 1 month, there are hundreds of discussions on the Ideas Network. When you support Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge, you're essentially making all of these conversations possible. So take that very simple but very powerful step right now and give any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know you've been meaning to make a pledge. You know you want to become a member, so please don't wait. Giving to WPR, it's so very easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, let's say $10 a month.
That donation will come back to you every single day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and please do give as generously as you can.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up, on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thank you so much, David. You can join David and many others by pledging right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and we're asking for your support on this very first day of our winter membership drive. Maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because you can count on the information, the entertainment, and the great discussion, and you can count on a sense of community as well. Well, you make Wisconsin a better place just by listening and being a more well-rounded person.
You are already a listener, and we thank you for that. But now take the next step and become a member. Your donation of $5 a month makes Wisconsin a better place, where great radio is available to everyone. Give now at WPR.org. Or 888-202-2552.
Many of us are committed to making our communities better. For example, maybe you volunteer your time, you recycle, or you help those in need. Well, making a financial contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio makes our communities better, too.
Your investment, together with donations from many others, makes the music and the news and the talk on Wisconsin Public Radio available to everyone. We're proud to be an important part of the Wisconsin community. Help us stay strong with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The day is young, and you can make a difference before you even leave the house. Support the informative and engaging discussions that Joy brings you each and every morning. Donate to Wisconsin Public Radio right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll have made a great start to your day.
And you give the amount that's right for you. If you need some help figuring it out, you can consider this. Put a cup of coffee on the counter and put a dime for every time you hear something that you're glad you heard on Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, even if that's two or three or 12 things a day, WPR is still worth about $10 a month to you if it's three things a day. So don't delay. Make your contribution of, let's say, $10 a month right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the pledges that are coming in already this morning. 22
Wow.
pledges to go to reach our goal at the end of this hour. Your support makes the difference here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It makes programs like this one possible. Be a part of making it happen and give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
But hey, Joy, when you pledge at $10 a month, $120 for the year, as a thank you gift, we would be happy to give you a brand new WPR t-shirt. That's for a pledge of $120 a year or more. So pledge now, WPR.org, and get your brand new WPR t-shirt.
It's really snazzy. You can, I have one of these, I think it's black with white lettering on it. It says Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org, and it's got our nifty new logo on it, too. So do make that pledge of $10 a month. That makes you a sustaining donor if you set that up in monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Joy, we heard from Patricia in Vermilion, South Dakota, who
wow.
says, I moved to South Dakota. We miss you, Patricia, but still still listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every morning and on the weekends via streaming online at WPR.org. And it is still her favorite public radio station. Aww. Thank you, Patricia, for your support.
Thank you so much. Your pledge now is very important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks very much, Cheryl. We'll talk to you in a little bit. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking this hour about music and memory and a program that engages nursing home residents who may have dementia or Alzheimer's disease. What happens is they receive iPods loaded with their personal playlist of songs. We are talking with the founder of the program, Dan Cohen, and the activity director at the Severson Lutheran Nursing Home. And we are welcoming your questions and your experiences with music and memory at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, let me talk to you a little bit, Karen, about the benefits, the changes, the differences you are seeing in residents at Severson Lutheran Home who are using the iPods and participating in the Music and Memory program.
Well, the one thing that we know that music and rhythm does connect in the brain in the same place where memory is stored, and that is the prefrontal cortex. And so it's kind of like a closed drawer. When you play familiar music to a person that might have dementia or Alzheimer's disease, the drawer unlocks and it opens. And that's why a person that may have not be able to speak or verbalize or communicate is able to sing familiar songs, or they're able to verbalize in a way they haven't been able to. And so we are seeing responses that are just phenomenal. The program has been going on where we've been really consistent about getting the iPods out to people for about a month now. And we have staff that say, oh, this person's smiling more. People are more talkative. One family member had shared with me, she said, oh, Dad, he just has this word salad. He doesn't make sense. And we went over and we put the iPod on him, and all of a sudden his eyes brighten and he smiles. He goes, ah, it's the entertainment hour. And it's just phenomenal of what we see. Another thing that we are able to watch is that couples, a lot of times there might be one person that's here and a couple will come in and visit them. And now we can actually see them sitting and listening to music together. Before that, maybe one was sleeping and one was watching TV. But they're able to do things that they could do in the past. Mm-hmm. And it's connecting with them. It just is such a wonderful thing to see.
Do the family members help select the personal playlist for the residents?
Oh, yes. If a resident is able to, we call on the residents, but then we call on family members. We interview the families. We talk to spouses. We talk to children. What kind of music do you remember listening to on the radio when you were growing up? What kind of dances did your parents go to? We ask, what kind of music was played at your wedding? Did a person play an instrument? We have one man who isn't able to speak at all, but he used to play Hank Williams on his guitar, and so he has a lot of Hank Williams music on his iPod, and his eyes will just light up, and he'll smile, even though he can't verbalize. You can see that it's connecting with him.
Oh, that's just, it's heartwarming. It really is. And Dan, this is what is being seen all over the country?
Yes, this is, it works at its core. So every nursing home that does this is experiencing what Karen is experiencing.
So we're talking during this hour and during this entire week about how people can help Wisconsin Public Radio help pay for programming, as we are listener-supported radio. How can people help the Music and Memory program, Dan?
Well, I think the 100 nursing homes in Wisconsin, they have many more residents living there than they have iPods. So I think people should identify, learn which nursing homes in the area have this program up and running. And many people have their old iPods. I mean, there's so many generations, the kids do, and many people have moved to the smartphones and the tablets, and there are many of these iPods in their drawers at home unused. And as long as they're still working, Karen and others who are running this program elsewhere could really do this, because the queue builds up. You know, there's a waiting list. There's always a waiting list. Mm. And so, you know, there is no government reimbursement for unlimited iPods. So that's why we really need the public's help and support in this way.
Yeah, that's great. And we have just 30 seconds before we take a news break, and then we will be back. That's right, Karen. If people want to donate an iPod to Severson or anywhere else, just drop it off or what?
You can drop it off, or you can give me a call and I can pick it up. We're always looking for more. We have 100 or 94 residents right now, and mm-hmm. But we're part of Grace Lutheran Foundation, so I know the other programs are also looking for ways of starting this program. So
We'll jump in, we'll check news, and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network.
No, don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching.
We are talking about music and memory this hour, and we'll continue in just a few minutes. This is Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is our winter membership drive. As a Wisconsin Public Radio listener, you know that you're always going to hear something worthwhile when you tune in. And now is the time for you to put a value on that. Support this program and everything else you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio by making a gift in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for 17 more pledges in the next 25 minutes or so. We can do that with your help. If you've already given, thank you so very much. But if not, help us stay on track by making your contribution of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Coming up, we are going to talk with our guests more about how this Music and Memory program is helping hundreds of Americans who are suffering from dementia and Alzheimer's disease. We'll also hear about a new documentary, Alive Inside, A Story of Music and Memory, in just a few minutes. Where else can you get conversations like this one at 6 o'clock in the morning? Nowhere, only on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We book the guests, we find the topics, we show up, you show up. We have a lively, informative conversation each and every morning.
And because you love these early morning conversations with Joy and her guests, make your pledge. Do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your support is key to making these discussions available to you and everyone around you.
And pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio is a quick and easy process. When you become a sustainer, you simplify your donation. You will make automatic monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card.
And that support will renew automatically each year, so your membership is always current. So pick an amount, any amount that works for you, let's say $10 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You provide the most significant share of our operating budget. Your donation comes with no strings attached, so we invest it in programs that deliver the greatest value to you.
And your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for your entire community. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Warning, listening to Wisconsin Public Radio can be addictive. Don't believe me? Just ask our listeners.
I am an addict for NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. You do a great job.
I'm hopelessly addicted to public radio, and it's to the point I'm actually starting to send you people money. I've been doing it for years.
Can I sue public radio for being addicted to talk radio? I can't shut you guys off. You're wonderful.
I don't know what to do. Maybe I could try sending you painful amounts of money.
We more than welcome painful amounts of money, and we gladly accept whatever you can afford. Call in now with your pledge. Here's the number.
The number is 888-202-2552. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. It really isn't painful at all, Cheryl. It makes you feel good to make that gift of any amount. Maybe it's $10 a month or $15 a month. You choose the amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your employer might even match your donation. You could double the value of your gift to WPR.
And if you don't know whether your employer will match your gift, you can pledge now and you can ask your human resources department the next time you get a chance. Pledge your support to this program and to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio as an investment in your future listening. Give us just a few minutes of your time this morning and your donation in any amount, and in return, you'll get lots of great programs.
Donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and in just a few minutes, you'll have made a wise investment, one that pays dividends in great conversation every single day.
Looking for 17 more pledges to go in about 20 minutes to get them. You make the programs you rely on possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can also ask for the new WPR logo t-shirt with your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we really appreciate our sustainers, members who provide reliable monthly support. If you're already a sustainer, thanks so much. Make today the day that you increase your support of Wisconsin Public Radio by $5 a month or whatever amount you choose. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. We will talk to you a little bit later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We are talking about music and memory this hour with two guests, and we're welcoming your questions about how music can help people who have suffered from a stroke or have dementia or Alzheimer's. What is it about music that brings back memories, that enlivens and engages us when we hear a song? Have you noticed this? 1-800-642-1234 is our number if you'd like to join in with a question or an experience. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or email us. Talk at WPR.org. We are talking with two guests. Dan Cohen is the founder and executive director at Music and Memory, which is a nonprofit organization that brings donated iPods to nursing homes around the country. And Karen Park is the activity director at the Severson Lutheran Nursing Home, where she employs the Music and Memory program. I also promised that we would talk about a new documentary that is about the Music and Memory program. It's called Alive Inside. It's a story of music and memory, and it features you might be familiar with a viral video from about a year ago on the power of music, and it features a man named Hank, who was at a nursing home, was not really engaged with life, was suffering from Alzheimer's. And boy, was there ever a dramatic change when he was given an iPod that was filled with his favorite songs. Let's take a listen.
Do you like music?
Yeah, I'm crazy about music. And you play beautiful music, beautiful sound.
Did you play music when you were, did you like music when you were young?
Yes, I went to big dances and things.
What was your favorite music when you were young?
Well, Cab Calloway was my number one band guy. I like that. Get the holy, the holy, the holy, the holy, the holy, the holy, the holy.
What was your favorite Cab Calloway song?
Oh, I'll be home there for Christmas. Oh, you can count and plan on me with plenty of snow, mistletoe, present, wrap around your tree. Ow.
Oh, that Dan Cohen, that brings a tear to my eye still, and I remember seeing that that clip a long time ago. Was that you interviewing Hank?
No, that was the filmmaker, Michael Rossetto Bennett, and more commonly known as Henry, or you know, Hank is a nickname for Henry, but many people know him that way. Just everybody sort of who's familiar with Henry knows we're talking about the same person. Yeah, that video has accrued 9 million views as of this date. It's the most viewed video on Alzheimer's with dementia ever made. And what's really there's so many things so interesting about that. Number one, this is a gentleman, as you said, there was no response. I mean, head was down. That's how he spent his day. And even when the filmmaker started asking questions, and this was 4 or 5 years ago, and this was the first time the filmmaker spoke to anybody really with dementia and interviewed anybody, and he didn't really know what to ask, what not to ask. And he's asking questions that required an explanation. And the staff was getting really nervous because they were really only used to him responding to yes or no questions. So we said, oh, just ask him yes or no questions. But the filmmaker didn't really hear that. And then all of a sudden, because of the music, Henry's answering in fully responsive sentences and really expressing himself and reminiscing about when he was young. Music and dancing and his working at 10 years old after his father died, he became the sort of the caregiver or the, you know, the making a living for the family. So that's the kind of exciting part of this, that yes, people, there's a lot more to an individual's capability than just their cognitive decline. There is a lot of function there. The emotional system is basically intact, and music really speaks to our emotional system. So that's a very natural connection that remains, and it remains strong very often right till the time someone passes.
And Alive Inside, A Story of Music and Memory, premiered at the Sundance Film Festival recently, and is it going to be making the rounds?
So, yes, it did premiere, selected as one of 16 films in the U.S. documentary category to be selected among a large number of films. And then within those 16, the audiences get to vote, and they voted it their favorite movie of the 16, so it received the audience award, which is very exciting. So at this point in time, through probably the summer, it'll be shown at film festivals. I show it at different conferences, the long-term care nursing Alzheimer's conferences. But it's currently in process, sort of planning next steps with the distributor and such. So it's not going to be available for a while in sort of DVD form or to download, you know, online. It will at some point, but not
yet.
That's
wonderful. We have a caller, Carol in Green Bay, who has, I believe, a story to share. Hi, Carol.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I just tuned into your show at the half hour, and I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh, darn it. But, you know, I cared for a man for about 1 year. He had a stroke at about age 65. He was 79 and 80 when I was caring for him. It took his memory, but it left him with so much. But, you know, he was a K-12 administrator, but a part-time theater actor, and he acted in some musicals. And I think he's the one who started singing, but, boy, that was our whole shtick all day long. And he could remember obscure lyrics that I had forgotten. And it was just amazing. And the two of us had such a wonderful time. He didn't pass. He went into a home. He was becoming weaker. But, you know, just a wonderful thing. But I heard on To the Best of Our Knowledge, is it, on National Public Radio, that it's because music travels along white matter in our brains as opposed to gray matter. And perhaps you can speak to that. And also, it is a nursing home in the Netherlands that cares exclusively for Alzheimer's patients, and it's a whole music therapy program.
Thank you very much, Carol, for sharing that story. I can see you now singing away as you're caring for this man. Do you know Dan Cohen about the white matter science?
No, that sounds like more of a neurologist kind of answer. I'm not going to attempt that one.
All right. And I'm not sure about music therapy in the Netherlands either, but you know what? I'm wondering if you want these iPods in nursing homes to engage the patients there, but it seems to me that this is something, if you're, you know, if you're caring for maybe an elderly loved one at home, this is something that would be helpful as well, Dan?
Absolutely. This is really something that, you know, yes, we've done this in nursing homes, but that's just the start. So we do have this being used at home with home health care programs. Any family can do this. On the musicandmemory.org website, anybody can download the free guide to how to set up a personalized playlist for your loved one at home. So yes, anybody can do this. The other big advantage, aside from awakening people, a significant characteristic of Alzheimer's is agitation and something called sundowning. And very often doctors prescribe because they feel they don't know what else to do so that somebody doesn't hurt themselves or others. As they get agitated, they prescribe antipsychotic drugs. So there's a big move afoot everywhere to reduce the usage of this. But some physicians are concerned, well, there's nothing else that works, and I don't want to take people off of these drugs, even though they do have these negative side effects. But it's better than nothing. But what we're seeing is that there is this significant drop in drug use. So the chief of psychiatry in the New York City Health and Hospitals Corporation has said, since 2009, for our 600 residents with dementia, we've reduced the use of antipsychotics from 38% to 13%. The national average is like 20%. So this is very, very exciting development. The other important point is that this is cumulative over time. There is a residual effect, and there's been research which shows if someone's receiving music or hearing music that's personally meaningful for 3 hours during the week, after 10 months, they'll score 50% on average better on their cognitive exam. They will be alert. They will be engaged. Whereas without the music, they're going to be low, head down, not much is going on. So here they're more social, they're interacting, and that in turn brings in and makes the families and grandkids who are maybe reluctant to visit grandma in nursing home, oh, grandma doesn't know who I am. Well, now the kid comes in, number one, they're the tech experts, so they understand the iPod stuff. But more importantly, grandma's reminiscing and talking and might even remember his name in passing. And it just transforms the experience for families visiting.
Wonderful. And I understand, Karen, that you have a story about the Music and Memory Program and how that helped one person in particular at your home.
Yes, I do. I did want to share this story. Just one thing quick before. If you're interested in this program at all, just really get the word out. Contact the newspapers and radio and television, put in bulletins. Just talk about it. This past week I talked about it in church, and I had two more people say, you know, I have iPods. I have an iPod I could give you for this program. So it is really important, and share it with people who are looking for gifts for their loved ones, because it is a wonderful gift that you can give a loved one who's in a nursing facility who you might not know what other gift to give them. Mm-hmm. But before I go, I do want to thank you, Joy, for having us here, and Dan for seeing the need in creating the program, and also Secretary Rhodes and the Division of Health Services for supporting this program. The last story that I want to share, I just love it. I had just put a headset on one of our residents, and his wife came in, and I didn't know she was coming, and she came over, and she was kind of sad, and she said, you know, he doesn't know me. He doesn't usually even know who I am. And the man was just sitting there with the headset and kind of had his little smile on his face, and she looked right at him, and she said, do you know me? And he looked at her, and he smiled, and he said, ah, yes, I do know you. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful. I had tears in my eyes, and it just reminded me of the beauty of the program, that it might not bring the person back 100% all the time, but it brings back the glimpses and the rays of sunshine and the essence of what the person with dementia is really all about. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful program.
A wonderful place to end this particular program too. Karen Park, thank you so much for being with us. Dan Cohen, thank you as well. Dan is the founder and executive director of Music and Memory. Karen Park is the activity director at Severson Lutheran Nursing Home. More information on the program is on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, and this is our winter membership drive. We are here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening. Make your gift now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 12 more pledges in the next 5 or 6 minutes, and your pledge right now will help pay for the programs that you count on all year long. Thank you so much if you've already given, but if you haven't, the time is now. Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I know you've been enjoying this conversation about music and memory, how Alzheimer's patients are engaged by listening to music from their past. This is just one example of the powerful and moving and important conversations we have on this show every day. So take a few minutes of your time this hour to make many more hours possible. Choose a gift, any amount that works for you, and make your pledge WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listeners who rely on Wisconsin Public Radio are the most important, most dependable source of income for this station. Maybe you can make a $1,200 contribution. You could pay for it in monthly installments of $100 a month.
Help us stay strong and continue to grow with a contribution of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And a gift, of course, of any amount is welcome and appreciated at WPR.org.
Shopping at your local farmers market, running a 5K for charity, the things that help you are all the more rewarding when they also help a whole community, like being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Set up an ongoing monthly contribution and your gift will inform and entertain more than 200,000 people who listen every day.
Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Cheryl Gasser, asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our winter membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and count on your contribution.
And you should know that giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is so very easy. All we need is your name, contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay for it.
And you can save time and money by using a credit card if you can. You can make a one-time gift, or better yet, why not start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account? You choose how to give and then do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is a powerful resource that we've all created together. The programs on this station have an impact all over the state and far beyond, too.
When you make your gift to WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you're really participating in something amazing. So give now and be a part of what makes WPR great.
Help pay for the programs you depend on, like the Joy Cardine Show and everything else you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're looking for 12 more pledges by the top of the hour, and you can make that happen by making your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, pledge drives are an important time to hear from new members, new contributors. Are you a member yet? If you aren't, why don't you take that step right now? Go to WPR.org. or 888-202-2552 and make a contribution of any amount, maybe $5 a month. When you do, you make WPR programs that you count on every day possible.
At WPR, you get a chance to decide how much to give. A contribution of any amount makes a difference. Here are some suggested amounts. The same amount you pay every month for Netflix or for cable.
Or coffee, which, like WPR, is probably something you look forward to every day. Pledge now. You pick the amount. Your pledge makes a difference. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 11 more pledges to go through the news. Please help us reach this goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.